Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on this Friday afternoon on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. The summer streets are coming to Cincinnati. Cincinnati joining more than 100 summer street events taking place across the country each summer in cities like Indianapolis and New York and Chicago. And ours starts tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free, open to all. It'll be happening in Walnut Hills and East Walnut Hills. And here to tell you all about it are the co-founders of Summer Streets Cincinnati. That's Margie Waller, who is also Serendipity Director with Art on the Streets, and Melissa McVeigh, Cincinnati Department of Transportation and Engineering Planner and City Liaison for Bike Programs. Good afternoon and welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I stretched out that whole long title anyway, Mel. I'm sorry about that. So, well, let's begin. You mentioned before we went on the air here, Margie, that this had been something you and Mel had been planning for more than a year. So talk about what Summer Streets is and what will be happening.
Well, Summer Streets is a way to celebrate our city's biggest public space, a chance for everyone to come out and play in the street without cars. So we're actually closing the streets to cars and opening them up to people so they can ride their bike, go for a run, take a walk, and we have a number of activities. So we'll tell you all about those too, but lots of other things to do.
So you want to chime in, Mel, and then give your two cents about Summer Streets too?
I think Margie did a great job. I will clarify, though, that this often gets confused, I think, with other types of street festivals because it's the first time we've done this in Cincinnati. And so to be really clear, as Margie said, we're actually going to be playing in the street, and it's a whole mile of car-free streets in Walnut Hills, East Walnut Hills. So it's a good length route for riding your bike or running or walking or whatever you want to do. But it's a long enough route. You can really get out there and do whatever you want.
And I know the biking is especially important to you, Margie. You like to get around on them two wheels quite a bit.
I do. I try to ride my bike wherever I can. But, you know, I've been to this event in a couple of other places. And the first time I just happened upon it when I was in New York for a weekend and walked out of my hotel room and the streets were closed and runners were going by and people were riding bikes and skating. And I tried it myself. I rented a bike and tried it. And there's something magical about being on the street with no cars. So I really encourage everyone to come up for the activities, but also just to enjoy the car-free street on your bike or walking, whatever you like.
So it is a festive atmosphere, Mel, but it's not a street festival. So it's not like Taste of Cincinnati,
right,
will be a river of pedestrians. This is made to, as Margie said, to skate, ride, walk, run.
Right. We are going to have loads of activities for people of every age. So there will be lots of things to do. But we do really want to highlight that open street aspect, that you can really just come out and experience the street in a different way, which you really do. I think when you're on foot or you're on a bicycle, you're moving slowly enough, you can really see the neighborhood and see what's so unique about those streets, which is hard to do sometimes when you're in a car whizzing past it 30 or 40 miles an hour.
Or when you're on the bike, dodging the cars whizzing by.
Exactly.
30 or 40 miles an hour. So, right. So you mentioned some of the activities: run, walk, bike, dance, cornhole, yoga, hula hoop, crafts for kids, and more. This is really, you're talking true play.
Yes. So we have some really fun things lined up. We're going to have belly dance lessons going on, salsa dancing lessons. What else do we have?
We have, there's also in the dance category, Pones is coming. They're going to teach people to do kind of a flash mob dance experience.
So if that's on your bucket list, this is your chance.
Give it a try.
To be in a flash mob.
We have people who are creating huge pieces of chalk that adults can use to chalk the street. And we're going to be doing another art walk, which is a creative crosswalk where we're actually painting the street with real paint. That starts first thing 9:30 in the morning. The community actually helped to create the artwork. And then we have an artist taking that inspiration and chalking the design into the crosswalk that people can paint.
I always want to ask about that because this will be that there was something similar just happened last weekend.
Something like this at Second Sunday on Main, and we'll be doing more of those. But this one was specially created by people in Walnut Hills. Some of the youth in Walnut Hills and members of the community council gave us the inspiration, and an artist named Beth Graves is creating the artwork. And actually, we're getting some let's say, support from the hardware store there. Bex is actually helping us with the paint cost.
So from the city's perspective, you're shutting down the street, you know, people have to detour, go around. Why do you feel it's important to have the summer streets?
You could say we're opening up the streets to people.
True.
Instead of closing them to cars. I think it's a great experience for, as Margie said at the beginning, the streets are our largest public space. They belong to all of us, and most of us use them on a daily basis, but again, in a way that's so fast and sort of distracted. This is just a great way to get outside, get fit, be active, reconnect with your neighbors, see a neighborhood in a way that maybe you've never seen it before. You know, Walnut Hills, East Walnut Hills have some great businesses. They have a beautiful business district. There's so much going on there. There's so much momentum in that neighborhood, so many new things to see. I mean, this is really going to showcase those neighborhoods, I think, in a great way, which will be wonderful for our community. But
We've had the chance over the last couple months as we've been getting ready for this event to walk those streets a number of times. And, you know, even though I used to live in that neighborhood, I know that I've seen things I never saw before. And there's some great architecture, some great places to look at and see and experience there.
Margie Waller and Mel McVeigh, co-founders of Summer Streets, coming to Cincinnati tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Walnut Hills, and then coming to Northside August 24th. We'll touch on that in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you, Mel, about, you said a mile, you said in Walnut Hills, East Walnut Hills. Exactly where is Summer Streets happening tomorrow?
So we'll be starting on McMillan at Gilbert and going all the way down to where McMillan turns into Woodburn. And then we'll follow Woodburn all the way over to Madison. So Margie likes to say it's People's Corner to DeSales Corner.
Okay. And is this a big effort to have to open up these streets?
It truly is. It's been a learning experience for all of us, even me at the city. But we've had so much support and assistance from members of City Council, the Cincinnati Police Department, all of the community activists in Walnut Hills and East Walnut Hills, the business associations, the community councils. There have been so many people that have been a part of this effort. It really is a community event in that sense, which is neat.
And Walnut Hills Redevelopment Foundation, too. They've helped us make a lot of connections in the area.
So, Mel, this one tomorrow is in Walnut Hills, but I mentioned the one coming up in August in Northside. Is this going to be the same concept but in a different neighborhood with a different set of streets open?
Yes and no. same overall concept of opening up the streets to the community and letting people sort of come out and take over the street. But we're going to have a lot of different activities going on in Northside, and it's just a whole different feel because that's such a different, unique neighborhood. One thing that I know we're going to have in Northside that we weren't able to get worked out for Walnut Hills is a huge skate ramp for skateboarders and BMX bikes that Spun Bicycles and Galaxy Skate Shop are working with us on setting up. So that'll be really cool to see and really neat for folks to get to experience.
Well, thank you for being here today, and hope to have some fun on the streets tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Margie Waller, the co-founder of Summer Streets Cincinnati, along with Mel McVeigh. You can take part in the Cincy Summer Streets tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Walnut Hills and East Walnut Hills, on McMillan from Gilbert down to where it turns into Woodburn and then hits Madison. Lots of fun, family-friendly, free and open to all. You can learn more details at our website, wvxu.org.